Radio Störfunk, das Radio zum Mitmischen.
Kim, a few weeks ago you've been to Germany. How was your trip?
It was surprising. I had never been to Germany before, and I found the people to be quite delightful, quite special. I found, even though I didn't have the greatest weather, it was beautiful countryside, and I was able to, I performed at a club, so I was able to kind of hear the music, and I just enjoyed all of it. So I was surprised, not that I wouldn't, but I was surprised how much I really loved it.
You just mentioned the weather. I saw you playing in the snow in Germany in a video on YouTube. You uploaded. And in that video, you said that the German language was kind of confusing to you. Do you have a favorite German word?
I don't think I... well, there's a few bad words that were taught to me in German, which I found to be quite funny. I would repeat them back, and people would laugh because I don't... They were probably not nice words, but I found them kind of funny. Just people's reactions. But yes, I did get to, I went to see some of the castles that you all have, and we went high enough that there was a little bit of snow still left on the ground. So I had a little bit of everything, rain, snow, and just a tad bit of sunshine.
All right. You've got a new EP that is called Naturally Yours, set for release in 2016. Is it already out, or do we still have to wait?
No, it just came out, and it has this great remix by one of the German, one of your DJs, George Wyman, which is why I wanted to go to Germany. I've also worked in the past, my last EP, I worked with Tom Novy, who did a remix for me on the last album. So I've really kind of gotten into some of the sort of German influence that's been going on, musically speaking.
How would you describe your style of music in general?
I would say I have deep house roots, but with pop vocals. So it kind of translates into more of traditional dance music. But my preference is always on the deep house side. It's just that once you add my vocal style on there, it sounds very pop, even though musically it's really not pop music.
For our German listeners, who I'm sure most of them haven't heard from you before, can you tell us when you started making music and how your career went?
Well, I've been in music since actually about 6 years old. I started playing the clarinet, and then kind of graduated after the clarinet into the vocal scene, playing in a variety of cover bands when I was like 18, and up until really the last 8 years, I started an original project. And so now I'm 9 albums into this original project. So I started in 2008, and I've been really lucky to have toured internationally, toured in the Caribbean, toured across the United States, and been able to work with some amazing producers, some, you know, Billboard DJs and Grammy-winning producers that I have thankfully had some great songs come out of that. So it's been so far a great ride, and I hope it continues across Europe.
Do you write your songs on your own?
Yes, I have many collaborations, and I have many that I did just by myself. My song, I like collaborating with people because I think it brings out the best if you have another writer involved. But for the most part, I would say about half of what I've written, which is I now have a catalog of about, you know, 200 plus songs, that half of them I've written on my own, and the other half I've written with others.
Where do you get your inspiration from for your songs?
I get them from people. They're all songs about either people I've met, or they're songs about my life, and you know, the last two albums have really kind of honed in on the hopeless romantic side of me. I am a hopeless romantic, so I have a tendency to write love songs. Even though it's dance music, I do write love songs. I can't help it. I'm sort of addicted.
Okay. When you say you've got like around 200 songs, is there a favorite one for you, or is there one that personally means the most to you?
Well, the answer would be two different songs. My favorite songs are usually the brand new ones, because I'm addicted to new music, so it's whatever song I've last written is usually my favorite for a while. The songs that mean the most to me, you know, I wrote on this EP, there's one of the songs is called Falling Stars, and that one probably means the most to me. It tells this great story of a beginning romance, and I wrote it in the summer, and I'm such a warm weather girl that it always makes me think of a very happy place and a happy time. So that one probably means the most.
If you're not listening to your own music, who do you listen to, and do you have any idols?
Oh, I have so many. I mean, I try to not listen to too much dance music because I think I listen to it too much. But right now I'm a little bit addicted to Robin Schulz. His style is very cool. Andy Stern, I like his style quite a bit. Disclosure is probably right there on my, you know, favorite hit list. But then when I want to sort of step back and kind of chill a little bit, I'll go listen to Massive Attack. And of course, you know, when I feel like I'm in a rock mood, I probably turn on Three Doors Down or something on the older side. My list is probably really endless right now. And I have everything on my iPod you could possibly imagine.
Okay, is there still free storage?
No. In fact, I just had to buy one with bigger storage.
All right. You've already won Album of the Year and Best Live Performance. Such awards are pretty amazing, but what was the greatest moment of your career?
You know, it's not the awards. The awards are nice. They give you recognition by your peers, which is always nice. But my greatest achievement has been singing for the NFL, the football league here in the United States, because it's you sing the national anthem, which was a very hard song. It's a very hard song to sing. It's a beautiful song, but it covers a pretty wide range. And everyone in the United States knows the song, so if you mess up the song, everyone knows. And then the way that they have you sing it in the States is they ask everyone in the stadium, which is about 70,000 people, to stand up and pay attention to the singer. So you have 70,000, sometimes 75,000 people all staring at you while you're on the 50-yard line, and you have to sing it a cappella. And you better not mess up, because everybody will hear you, and it's on TV and it's live. So
yeah, that's some sort of pressure, yeah.
It is. And so I've done it twice, and you know, obviously the second time I think I did better than the first time, I would hope. But both times, you know, I thought I was going to die both times. It's such a rewarding, beautiful, terrifying, horrifying kind of experience, but it is one of the greatest achievements I think I've done.
That's really great. Well, your newest song, which we are going to listen after this interview, is called But You. What is it about?
Well, it's another crazy love song, and it's really, you know, when you've found that person and you are just there's no need to look anywhere else, and you just say, you know, I don't want to be with anybody else, and I don't want to love anybody else. I just want to love that person. So that's what that song is. It's really dedicated to those who finally found what they were looking for.
Well, then, thank you very much. And here comes Kim Cameron with But You.
Shoreline, the wind blows the hands of time, and I.